This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 335. Today, Herb sends in a question about KDP Select and Kindle Universe, and this is going to be the last one of these that I take for a while, because I'm about to embark on a six-month period of doing some very careful controlled experiments with some of the weirder features and realities of KDP Select, and so until I've got the data back from them, I don't want to opine any further. But this one's a basic business strategy one, and I hadn't put a moratorium out before, so I'm going to go ahead and answer it, with the caveat that my opinion may change radically in either direction in the next 6 to 8 months. Today, Herb asks, I know you're down on KU because of the exclusivity, and I understand your reasoning. I just published my first short story on Amazon and decided to try KU for 90 days. My reason is that I'm a completely unknown author. Asking people to spend 99 cents on a short story of about 5,200 words seems to be asking a big leap of faith regardless of platform. Kindle, Nook, Kobo, iBooks. However, asking someone in one of those 10 slots for a half hour does not. I'm working on a lot of shorts, and I'm thinking of continuing on this path until I have enough for a collection in the 45,000-word range. At that point, I'll let the stories I think are worth collecting expire on KU and put out a collection cross-platform. I don't see exclusivity as a long-term strategy, but I do wonder if, for a complete unknown with shorts but not full-length books, it might not be a better strategy until I can bump up to an actual book. What do you think of my reasoning? Well, Herb, honestly, and if you will forgive my lack of tact, I think that that's probably one of the worst reasons to join KU. Here's a few reasons why. First, the people that read on KU don't buy books, or more than 50% of the people who read KU books don't ever buy a single book. They are a closed set. Amazon has admitted this directly in several of its emails to customers promoting KDP Select by spinning it as, here's a whole other market you can't get access to any other way. And it's true. Which is one of the reasons that I'm going to experiment with rotating some stuff in and out to see what that does to my word of mouth, basically. However, you're starting going in with short stories, and what I'm given to understand from the numbers I've seen, which granted are not complete or scientifically derived, so they could very well be wrong, what I'm given to understand from the numbers I've seen is that KDP Select readers just don't read short stories very much. They tend toward novels, and particularly towards novel series, because they want to get the most bang for their buck, and it's easier to do that by downloading stuff that takes a long time to read and chewing through big gobs of material more than it makes sense for them to spend time browsing for short stories. I'm inclined to believe these numbers because the same kind of customer dynamic has always obtained at libraries. People who have library cards are the people that read so much they can't afford not to have library cards. And so they go and they get stacks and stacks and stacks of things, and they'll get a short story collection, but they're not going to go leafing through selecting individual short stories to read because the time investment doesn't pay off for them. Another reason that I'm not particularly excited about what you're describing is it's predicated on two cognitive errors, very basic cognitive errors, that are frankly very easy to make. First is the notion that you are an unknown writer and that that makes a difference. It doesn't. People pick up books by unknown writers all the time. Now, it's true that it's the hardest part of the career is building your initial audience and getting your name known. But you have to remember that someone who hasn't heard your name doesn't know the difference between I haven't heard their name because I haven't come across them before and I haven't heard their name because they've never published anything before. To anyone who's coming across you the first time, whether you've got 0 books out or 1,000, you're a new name, and they don't know what to make of you beyond what's on the packaging and what's on the word of mouth they can find running around online. The word of mouth is really your big problem. And secondly, you're assuming that because you're new, your work isn't worth paying for. You say it's a big ask to try to get money from them rather than just time. But it's not. If they're willing to pay for your story, let them pay for your story. Now, that doesn't mean that giving your story away for free to build word of mouth is an inherently bad idea. just that doing it because of a lack of confidence or a lack of feeling of rank inside yourself is a good way to make business decisions, because it's not. You want to look at the realities of the market and move strategically. Some good ways to give stories away for free that can build word of mouth is to release them for sale, but then also offer them for free as a monthly short story. I started doing this earlier this year, and I fell off the wagon because I got too busy and I couldn't keep up with it. But during those months I was doing the free short story every month, I really did see an uptick in sales. And it matches very closely with what some friends of mine who do very well on short stories doing this strategy exactly have told me. Attracting the initial readers to your stories is always going to be difficult, and you may have to be creative, especially if you're writing in a side category or you've got a quirky voice that's not really mainstream. And by all means, experiment with giveaways, with discounts, with package deals. Be sure to explore traditional markets for your short stories, because that's getting paid to advertise. Yes, it's hard to get in. Yes, it depends a lot on editorial taste. And yes, there's a lot of competition. But it doesn't cost you very long to run through the top 10 paid markets. It costs you maybe 6 months or a year. And then if you get rejected from all of them, you can put it up on your own. And if you get accepted to one, you're going to get paid for someone else to advertise your work, to get yourself in front of a few people. And then you put it up on your own once the exclusivity period expires, and everything's great. There are a number of ways to do this, and the way that you're proposing to do it, you know, I'm skeptical about whether or not it'll work, but it might. Everything's different for every author, especially when it comes to marketing strategies. But please beware, when you're doing that strategic calculus, of selling yourself short based on criteria that don't matter to anyone but you. How long you've been writing doesn't matter to anyone but you. How many stories you've published doesn't matter to anyone but you. No one's going to care if they like your story. If they don't like your story, they may say, oh, I should have known because you didn't have anything else published. Well, maybe that's true, but they liked your packaging enough to buy your book. They liked your sample enough to buy your book, so that's kind of on them. But if they like your story, they're not going to care. The only thing they'll care about when they get to the end and they discover it's the only story that you've got is, why the hell doesn't this guy have more stories I can read, because this was fantastic. So you want to get those first few out there as quickly as possible, just to satisfy the repeat customer, because it's the repeat customer that becomes the fan. It takes 4 or 5 solid impressions at the story consumption level for someone to really remember who you are. So for what it's worth, good luck on your experiments, and whatever you do, if it pays off for you, write back in. I'd be happy to share it around. I'd love to hear the ways that you find success in your journey. Thanks very much for writing in, and I hope I hear from you again. I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.